Urban Radio Show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
It is a bad idea. It is a bad idea. That's what we're all about here, is derailing this rush to solve all of the corruption in our society by glossing it over with a bloody and glorious war. And there's nothing glorious about war. It's mass murder and robbery wrapped in a pretty flag. Getting back to the situation with Wells Fargo. Basically, the U.S. Department of Justice found that Wells Fargo had conned, swindled, cheated black and Hispanic borrowers into paying more for their mortgages than white homeowners, not based on borrower risk, but because of race and national origin. It's a practice called steering. And apparently Wells Fargo shoved 4,000 African-American and Hispanics into subprime mortgages, even though they qualified for prime loans. And I am certain that large numbers of those African-Americans and Hispanics probably lost their homes in that whole subprime crash. And they might have kept their homes if they'd been given the prime loans they qualified for. So $175 million does not even begin to cover the misery and suffering that have been inflicted on those populations by Wells Fargo's policy. Now, I want to know a little bit more about these white borrowers who got the really good deals, the low interest and the low fees and all the rest of that stuff. I want to know a little bit more about them, why they got that favorable treatment. I want to know what their religion is, as one example here. Now, talking about distraction, over the commercial break here, station identification break, I was looking at the corporate media, and they are so desperate to find something to talk about that is not LIBOR. It is not Wells Fargo. It is not J.P. Morgan Chase. It's not Bernie Madoff or any of this other financial corruption in Wall Street. So they're in high dudgeon about whether hotels should be allowed to have adult movies on their in-room cable TV systems. And apparently we're going to cure the scourge of pornography in hotel rooms because, by golly, we're a moral nation. And we're going to prove it by making sure that you can't see naked people in your hotel rooms other than each other. The Nazis did exactly the same thing. If you go back and you look at the Nazis as they launched World War II, inside Germany, they were all moral and they were righteous and you were not allowed to see naked people and we're going to just make sure that we're a moral people. No bad words, no naked people or anything like that. Actually, that's not entirely true. A lot of the artwork in Germany was far more unrestricted than contemporary American artwork. But, I mean, that's the whole idea. We're going to prove that we're a moral society by watching what words you're allowed to say and make sure that you're not allowed to see dirty movies. And, of course, I'm one of those old-fashioned cantankerous guys who still believes in freedom of expression. And if you don't want to see adult movies, change the channels. That's what that little box with all the buttons on it is. You can pick what you want to see. If you don't want to see naked people having fun, go over and watch the Bourne Ultimatum again for the 67th time. Anyway. Now, a lot of communities are starting to seriously look at issuing their own government-issued value-based currencies to get free from the predatory practices of Wall Street banks. And, of course, the Secret Service and the FBI are running around saying, you know, that's counterfeiting. You're not allowed to have silver and gold money. You can't have that. That's illegal. Silver and gold is illegal. You must use those paper notes borrowed from the Federal Reserve at interest. It's a reimposition of King George III's Currency Act. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back talking about, well, politics and a couple of other things like that. A lot of stuff going on today. We'll be right back.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. a complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Call me, U.S. Steel, 21st Century Fox Soundbite. Who gives a damn what's true or false, long as it leans to the right. Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair, a bimbo for some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel, and they call me.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And as you probably heard by now, that retail sales are falling because consumers don't have any money. And they are sick and tired of the bankers coming out and saying, you should buy something. We'll loan you the money to go out and buy something. Revive the economy. You got to borrow to keep the economy going. Which unfortunately happens to be absolutely 100% correct. In a debt-based economy where currency only enters circulation as the proceed of a loan, then it bounces around a lot and then it gets given back to the bank as interest on the older money. But unless they can find more borrowers, the system is going to come crashing down. I think that's probably the reason that U.S. Airways were practically begging us, please take a credit card. You know, we'll fly you to the Caribbean for a vacation if you'll take this credit card. We'll give you the coupons, $99, to bring along a loved one on your next trip. Just take the credit card and put something on it. You know, especially one literally was planting herself in the path of people who are just trolling along to their boarding gates. You know, say, please, take the credit card. Even on the airline, there's, you know, along with the agricultural statement to come back to Hawaii, say, you know, please take these. Fill it out later. Mail it in. If you do it in 2 weeks, you'll get this, you'll get that. I mean, almost this sense of desperation. And if you are like me, you have come to understand that this living on credit is a recipe for just further suffering, and it's time for it to stop. And I know everywhere we went in Cincinnati, and there were people saying, you know, we accept this card, that card. No, we're going to pay for cash. If we don't have the cash to pay you, we're not going to buy the thing. And yes, Ben Bernanke hates us and wishes we would curl up and die. But it was rather interesting because in reading this story about how the retail sales are falling, they had this line in there, this is a sign the economic recovery is flagging. Okay, there is no recovery. There has been no recovery. Only in campaign ads and corporate media propaganda is there talk recovery. There is no recovery to flag. We've never gone into a recovery. We are still descending into the greatest depression in America's history. And the corporate media is finally starting to hem and haw about the D word and saying, you know, are we headed for a new depression? We're not headed for a new depression. We are there. The real jobless rate in the United States of America is above 43% right now. When you add in all those Americans who want to work but have been out of work so long, they've exhausted their benefits. Because the official jobless rate is based only on people still collecting some kind of a benefits check from some level of government. And it's done deliberately because this is an election year, and nobody's going to get reelected if the people are aware of an above 43% jobless rate. See, we've already talked about the NASA scientists are basically out of work. They should go to China. China has a manned spacecraft program here. By the way, a little side note. We hadn't seen these until we were in Cincinnati. There's apparently been a change to the design of the penny. Abraham Lincoln on the front looks even thinner and shallower than he was there before. And on the back, instead of the Lincoln Memorial, they have a shield, the American shield. And it says E Pluribus Unum and one cent across there. It's a very militarist presentation here. When I was a kid, which was admittedly a long time ago, and our coinage was still made out of fine metals like copper and silver and occasionally gold and nickel. And there was a sense of pride in the artistry on our currency. You looked at the money and you realized it represented a visible manifestation of the country, how it felt about itself. And in these days, between shallow striking and debased metals, it's obvious there's no pride left in our currency. If you ever get to Munich, Germany, need to visit the Residence Museum. They have a display on coinage from around the world, and some of it is truly beautiful workmanship. It's amazing to see the quality of the artistry. That you know, your currency is the public face of your government, and if you're not taking pride in your currency, well, that says a great deal about the government that's behind it here. I remember many, many years ago, before they got their polymer notes and the new design, the Canadian paper currency. The reverse design were these amazing engraved scenes from around Canada. They were beautiful. And my grandmother, who lived in Vancouver, would send me currency, you know, a bill for a birthday. And I never spent them. I never traded them in. I kept them all. I still have them. They're gorgeous examples of the art that you can find. Of course, as the currency gets debased, you're no longer proud of your money or your monetary system, and the designs get cheapened, which is what I think this whole thing about this new design on the penny with this shield on the back. Yes, we have a shield. It's defense. It's war. It's all the rest of the stuff here. All righty. Moving along here. Very disturbing video surfaced on YouTube. We linked to it from whatreallyhappened.com, where apparently this congressman, see, I'm looking for his name on my talking points here. Basically, Representative Gosar. And they were talking about the Constitution of the United States of America. And this congressman, a United States congressman, was trying to sell this idea to these conservative activists that fighting for the Constitution is a losing battle. And he goes on to say that half of all Americans think the Constitution ought to be discarded. I don't buy that one little bit. We put an online poll at whatreallyhappened.com, and 95% of the respondents continue to support the Constitution as the supreme law of the United States of America. And the rest are probably, you know, some kind of Cass Sunstein's operatives or whatnot. But for a U.S. congressman to be openly talking about it's time to discard the Constitution tells you the direction the federal government wants to go. They want to get rid of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. It's just getting in the way of this global fascist dictatorship they've worked so hard with other people's money to bring about. It's a very, very dangerous situation when U.S. congressmen, who, by the way, on taking office, swear an oath not too different from that of the president to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. And this guy's just saying, don't bother supporting the Constitution. You're going to lose. We're going to get rid of it. Now, over in Europe, you remember Tsipras, Alexis Tsipras. He was the head of the political party that wanted to get rid of austerity and simply, dump all this Greek debt. And there was a vote, and Tsipras and his anti-bailout, anti-austerity party won. And then the pro-banker politicians dug in their heels and refused to form a coalition government, which forced a second election, notable for the massive vote fraud. I mean, we're talking about ballot boxes literally being burned in the public square in these areas that were supporting the anti-bailout coalition, the anti-bailout party. Well, their government is in trouble because, again, it's a situation of the pro-banker, bought and paid for politicians are trying to shove everything that they can at the bankers. And Alexis Tsipras is saying it isn't going to work. And he's saying, ultimately, this new coalition government is going to fragment and Greece is going to be forced to leave the eurozone. And all of those Wall Street firms sold credit default swaps on Greek debt are going to be knocking on your door and saying, we need another bailout, please. We really meant well. No, you didn't. You've been lying, cheating, and stealing, and it's all caught up with you here. Over in Italy, their new finance minister is saying that the Italian government is going to try and raise 20 billion euros by selling off public assets. So if enough people will send in a donation to whatreallyhappened.com, we'll buy the Colosseum and we can turn it into a skating rink. Won't that be fun? But in seriousness, we're seeing Italy's government doing the same thing the U.S. government is doing. They're selling the public assets. Well, there's a reason they call them public assets. They're not government assets. They're public assets. They belong to the people. And the government doesn't have a right to sell them off. Remember, government's role is they're custodians of our national sovereignty. They're basically like janitors. They're hired by we the people to take care of the nation, to make sure the roads are repaired and the bridges are holding up and the schools are teaching and the hospitals healing. If you own a company and a business and you hire a janitor to make sure that the floors are cleaned and the pipes are working and all the rest of that, that janitor does not have a right to start selling off parts of the building. And the federal government of the United States of America or of Italy has no right to sell off the property of the people to make up for its own financial mismanagement. They don't have a right to take public property paid for by public taxes and turn it around and sell it to a private company who will then turn around and rent it back to the people who bought and paid for it in the first place. The governments are trying to sell the property of the people into the hands of the private bankers, which is, of course, what the private bankers have wanted all along, to own it all and then rent it back to you. They want to reverse this idea of the rights of the people over the land. Instead of people owning the land, they want to go back to the system where the land owns the people. It's called feudalism and serfdom, and that's where they're trying to take you, and they'll do it if you let them. I really wonder if we're not all being drugged in our tap water or something, that we don't see more anger at this attack on what it is to be an American. Anyway, we're going to take a break for some commercials. We'll be back here with a couple of phone calls after these words from our sponsors. As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance.
TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Getting into the international scene in the Mideast, and where everybody's trying to start another war here. Hillary Clinton was over in Egypt basically for a press opportunity. And apparently her motorcade was pelted with tomatoes, which is good. She was over there to meet with President Mohamed Morsi to try and basically get him back into the fold of doing what Israel wants him to do. Which is mostly comply with the Camp David Accords. And the problem with that is that under the Camp David Accords, Israel was supposed to withdraw all settlements from the occupied West Bank. Obviously, they have not done that. And so Morsi is basically telling Hillary Clinton, why should we be compelled to conform to accords which my own administration never actually signed, when Israel has already violated them and rendered them moot? And so, needless to say, Hillary did not get what she wanted over there. I have no doubt the White House spin office will come out with something that looks like some kind of a victory or an accomplishment over there, but it isn't. It's absurd. It's absurd for the U.S. government to be going around screaming that people have to comply with various treaties with Israel when Israel itself has not complied with those same treaties. It's stupid. Now, over in Hungary, Jewish organizations have found yet another alleged Nazi war criminal. some old guy who sort of kind of maybe looks kind of like a sketch that somebody did of somebody over doing something really bad during the first half of the last century here. My concern is that when they start waving Nazis around, it means Israel's getting ready to start another war, and they're just going to play that victim card. Oh, we were so abused by people who are long dead, and so many horrible things were done to us before any of us was really born, and therefore we have a right to go over and steal somebody else's land and bomb a bunch of people, which is nonsense, but that's sort of their automatic response. It's predictable. It's like a machine. We're going to start a war. Let's wave Nazis and Hitler around. Now, speaking of falsehoods leading to war, last week the media was full of this story about the massacre at Tremsa, Syria, about how those gosh darn Syrian government troops came in and just slaughtered all these poor innocent people. Well, the reports coming out of Syria are that it was a battle between Syria's government troops and the invading mercenaries, supplied and supported by the United States and Israel and various other countries. The UN observers on the ground investigated and said it was a battle. Now, the good news is the invading mercenaries got clobbered because they're fighting for a paycheck, and the people who are clobbering them are fighting for their homes and loved ones. And if there was a lesson that we should have learned from Vietnam is that you can have all the fancy high-tech weapons in the world, but if your soldiers don't feel they're fighting for anything more important than a paycheck, they're not going to do very well. And so the rebel forces, the hired mercenaries, they're not even rebels, they're hired mercenaries outside, lost a big one, and they're trying to say, oh, it was a massacre, which it sort of kind of technically was, of the mercenaries. But they're saying, oh, no, they were killing civilians. They're bad. They're evil. We send us more weapons. The UN has basically said that Syria is in a state of civil war, which is absolute total nonsense. Syria is in the middle of an invasion. They are being invaded from outside. It's not a civil war. They're trying to call it a civil war to justify further intrusion and escalation, and in order to say that Assad is guilty of war crimes against his own people. No, he's not. Assad is guilty of defending his nation from a covert invasion. Because that one, you know, is not holding up very well, this idea that it's a civil war. They're already back to saying weapons of mass destruction. Assad has sarin gas and saran wrap, and he's got anthrax and prothrax and all these other really bad things, and he's going to destroy us all in 45 minutes unless we get him first, which is, of course, the same, you know, bovine excrement they were putting out about Saddam Hussein and Iraq and now Iran. We must kill them before they kill us. Really, why are they going to kill us? Basically, they just kind of mind their own business. Why don't we do the same? So Israel's out there screaming that Syria is now a threat with weapons of mass destruction, and the IDF have to start a war with Syria in order to prevent Syria from attacking Israel. They've been playing this same game all the way back to the Six-Day War, when Israel all of a sudden attacks everybody and says they were planning to attack, and there was no evidence to support it. All war is based on deception. If you go back and you look at the communications coming out of the White House from Franklin Delano Roosevelt in the weeks leading up to the attack on Pearl Harbor, they kept saying over and over again, it is important that Japan be seen to strike the first blow. And they're trying to repeat that same situation here. They're the bad people. They are coming to get us. We must attack and destroy them, which is, by the way, the same fraud that Adolf Hitler played on the German people regards to Poland. Poland was minding its own business, more or less. And Hitler concocted this hoax at the Gliwice radio station, the Polish are attacking us, blah, 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 blah. World War II was the result. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Simple Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Before we go any further, we're going to grab a phone call. Alan from, I actually lost where he's coming from. Alan, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, I just want to mention a couple of things real quick. One is just an observation, and then another one you can try to maybe respond. First thing is I just kind of want to respond to the latest go-around with the healthcare thing. I think what this is, and the reason why I'm saying this, is all of my Republican friends are now asleep. They think this thing is over, it's dead, it's been defeated, it's gone, you know, hooray, we're all winners. And I think what's going to happen is that they're just going to repackage it, and they'll be asleep, and we'll get the same kind of thing or similar to it.
That's an ongoing pattern with the government. Every time the public outcry shouts down a particular law, it is simply, you know, disguised, renamed, repackaged, and they move forward with it again.
Yeah, that's what I predict with the healthcare thing. They'll just repackage it, and we'll probably be in the same boat we were all along. And the other thing I want to mention is just a little bit off topic, I wondered if you want to comment on the Shenzhou 9, the Chinese space docking and everything that they've got going on there. And in a semi-related story, there's a movie called Apollo 18 And
yes.
It's not a particularly great movie. The storyline is really, really stupid.
I thought it was horrible.
Yeah.
I thought it was horrible.
But what
I
did like about it was they have got the best views I've ever seen in a movie of Soviet space hardware. You get a really good look at their lunar lander and even some of the innards of the lunar module. So even though it was a bad movie, I enjoyed looking at the hardware because I'm a nut for that kind of thing, and whenever I see a sci-fi movie, I'm looking for that. You know, how well can they portray the hardware in the spaceship, and how well do they do that? So even though it was a crappy movie, I really enjoyed looking at that Soviet hardware. And I just want to get your comment on the Shenzhou Chinese program now that they're actually doing something. Anyway,
well,
I'll listen to your response offline, and thank you.
All right. Well, you got it. I mean, just real briefly, because we do have we have a lot more on the war and economy we need to get back to. Obviously, I applaud any nation that has a commitment to the advancement of technology and space exploration. And I got to talk about this with a lot of the people from China that we met over this last week. They're very proud. You know, just like the United States back in the 1960s, a big part of their national identity is now tied up in this grand adventure. In the universe, and they're apparently meeting with a great deal of success. As far as accurate representations of spacecraft, you know, Hollywood will take a lot of shortcuts. They had a very good representation in Apollo 13, but even they made mistakes during that whole launch sequence going into space. They report on the escape tower jettison, and then a few minutes later, they say, there goes the boost protect cover. They were actually the same unit, so... Yeah, even Apollo 13 made some mistakes like that. And a lot of what you see publicly about spacecraft is simplified and cleaned up and made to look really good. And a lot of it, you know, was there were a lot of bumps and things about it. All right, I want to get back to this more important stuff. And I don't mean to play down space accomplishments of the United States and China, but at the moment it's not news. And it's a bit of a distraction. As a matter of fact, speaking of distraction, again, I'm watching the corporate media, and they're talking about some guy who has had his car stolen 42 years ago, and he just found it on eBay. I'm glad he got his car back, but why is this being presented to me as something I should be thinking about? Rivero's rule of the news. If it affects your life, it's news. If it isn't, it's distraction. Boy, there's a lot of distraction going on now. All right, I want to talk about this story about Russia is once again sending a ship to Syria with these attack helicopters. And they're going to go down. They have to sail around Great Britain to get into the Mediterranean. Great Britain is rattling their sabers and saying, we may have to confront you about this whole situation. Now, last time they were able to basically halt the ship because of insurance coverage and basically a paperwork situation. Now Russia is sending the ship under their own flag and their own insurance. There's nothing Great Britain can do about it regarding paperwork and law of the sea. So there could be a potential military confrontation. Talk about, remember when the U.S. blockaded Cuba and the Russians were sending the missiles, and we got really, really close to a shooting nuclear war on that one. But you need to understand something. You're going to see a lot of us talk about Russia sending weapons to Syria and the rest of it. These are Syria's helicopters. Syria bought these a long, long time ago. They are the property of the Syrian government. Russia just refurbishes them for them. It's a, you know, yeah, the helicopter's wearing out, needs new parts. Ship it back to Russia. Russia cleans it, you know, empties the ashtrays, vacuums the carpeting, washes the windshield, puts a new oil, and then they send it back. It's just a normal business deal. And they've been trying to turn this into this thing about Russia's the bad guy. They're sending attack helicopters to Syria. No, Russia sold the attack helicopters to Syria a long time ago. And part of the contract is that Russia will take care of them and maintain them. And that's all this is. And they're trying to turn it into a big crisis to demonize Russia and Syria. And all it's going to take is somebody overreacting, push the button a little too soon, and it will be a real shooting war, which is, I think, what happened down there with the this U.S. ship that shot up this pleasure boat. Somebody overreacted, pushed the trigger, and... Now they're trying to say, oh, they didn't do it. We told them to do it. You know, remember how the U.S. has been sending shot down the Iranian civilian jetliner? And for weeks afterwards, they're trying to say, oh, no, well, they acted wrongly. They were in the wrong place. And then it turned out it was just a software error. There was a software bug in the networked Aegis defense system that assigned the same target identification to two different radar targets, One was the civilian jetliner, and the second was an Iranian F-14 on a training exercise. And the computer saw the civilian jetliner at this location and wrongfully ascribed to it the performance and behavior of the F-14 and launched a missile and killed it. I think this is what happened over there with this boat. They're, everybody's spoiling for a fight. They're looking for an excuse to start it. Gulf of Tonkin, whatever. Same thing going on here. Now, meanwhile, the United States and France have started to pressure the Palestinian Authority to drop the inquiry into the possibility that Yasser Arafat was murdered by contaminating his toothpaste with polonium. It has already been discovered that people took his surviving artifacts from when he died, had all been put in storage, and they discovered it's radioactive. And so the Palestinian Authority wants an investigation. Was Arafat murdered? Was he assassinated? There's nothing unreasonable about that. There's nothing unreasonable for wanting to know if a head of state fell victim to a foreign assassination attempt. And now the U.S. and France are putting pressure on Palestinian Authority to drop the investigation. You know, go make them an offer. You can't refuse. You don't want to go there. We do something bad to you. You don't shut up. It's real mafia stuff going on here. The United States is basically saying that an investigation into the murder of Yasser Arafat will have negative consequences on the Middle East peace process, meaning Israel's feelings will be hurt. There is no Middle East peace process. There's a Middle East war process. There's a Middle East conquest process. There's a Middle East go in and steal their oil process. There's no Middle East peace process because everybody has to agree to have the peace. But it takes only one jerk with a bomb to start a war. Right now, we've got a lot of jerks with bombs desperate to start a war to distract from the economic problems. Alrighty. Now, perhaps not too surprisingly, as Iraq recovers from being crushed by the United States military, the government of Iraq is starting to grow closer with the government of Iran. And yes, the U.S. is still there. They're still an occupying army. But for political necessity around the world, the U.S. government has basically said the new government of Iraq is in charge. They can do what they want. And what they're doing is they're starting to make nice-nice with Iran. You know that old thing, the enemy of my enemy is my friend? And it looks like the new government of Iraq and the ongoing government of Iran, the post-revolutionary government of Iran, are willing to bury the hatchet over that little Iraq-Iran war that the U.S. tried to kick up. And there's their mutual cooperation. Of course, the biggest nightmare that the U.S. and Israel have is Iraq and Iran merging together to form this giant Islamic Republic, which would be the power in the region. So that's their nightmare scenario. And that's how Israel tries to keep control over the region, keep everybody fighting each other. Dirty tricks, false flag, you kill them, these people over here, you go kill those people over there. Divide and conquer. Meanwhile, there's been another report from the Pentagon on Iran's military power. And as it turns out, they're once again saying Iran does not have any missiles that can reach the United States of America. You know, they're trying to sell you this war by saying they may be thinking about weapons of mass destruction, and if they build them, they will shower them all over the American cities. No, they can't. They don't have any nuclear weapons. Nobody's found any evidence of nuclear weapons. And even if they had them, they can't get them over to this side of the world. Iran is not a threat to the United States of America, never has been. The constant wars against Iran are fought on behalf of the U.S. government's masters in Tel Aviv, who think it's really cool to use other people's children to fight the wars. And unfortunately, sadly, we have a government in Washington, D.C., who, in exchange for a reasonable campaign donation, is perfectly willing to send American children off to fight wars against Israel's enemies. But Iran is not a threat to the United States of America. They don't have nuclear weapons. They don't have rockets that can bring them over here. The only people who have got nuclear weapons that might threaten the United States of America is Israel. And they still will not allow the nuclear emergency search team to find out why there's this strange radiation signature around Israel's U.S. embassy in New York. So, USNS Rappahannock, fuel resupply ship, fired on a small white pleasure craft 10 miles from the Dubai port. And apparently, this boat was heading into the port. And it got too close to the Rappahannock, and somebody got in a bullhorn, "Hey, you all better get away from us." And the people in the little pleasure boat were like scratching their head, saying, "What is that language? I don't know it." And they got shot. This is another USS Vincennes screw-up. And the U.S. is trying to blame the victim. You know, how dare they come near us in a pleasure boat? We know that terrorists love to water ski. Therefore, we're justified in blowing this thing out of the water. Meanwhile, over in the Spratly Islands, China has deployed a naval fleet there to protect their commercial fishing interests. I don't know that there's that much at the Spratlys worth fighting over. It's just an excuse to go to war, like the Falkland Islands. When Venezuela basically said, "We're going to run the Falkland Islands," they basically said, "They're not worth anything. There's nothing on there but sheep." Britain said, "Our honor is at stake," so forth and so on here. I want to talk about the Olympic security, because we're getting this continuing flooding of stories about how the company hired to do security for the London Olympics is just in a real mess, and they only had a couple of experienced managers, and they're having to hire all these temporary managers and all these temporary staffers, and how the Border Patrol has already allowed known terrorist suspects into London ahead of the Olympics, and how the Army's going to have to step in and lend some support. Now, there's something you need to understand about G4S security. They are tightly linked in with the government of Israel. G4S provides security, how should we put it politely, other services for the government of Israel in Gaza and the occupied territories, including a lot of these little detention centers where Palestinians are arrested and thrown without trial. G4S gets money from the government of Israel to do that. They're in tight with the government of Israel. You need to remember, there was another Israeli-linked security company, ICTS, was in charge of security at every single airport used by the 9/11 terrorists, whoever they were. The airport from which the shoe bomber departed was under the control of ICTS. The airport that was from the crotch bomber was run by ICTS security. Now we have this new security company that's in tight with the government of Israel, G4S. And they've been given the contract for security at the Olympics. If security's a problem, why wasn't the British military put in charge right from day one? Hopefully, they're not compromised by a foreign entanglement. But we're seeing all these stories about how fragile the security is and how easy it's going to be for somebody to get in there and do something really nasty. And yet, at the same time, the brand police, the Olympics officers that are in charge of making sure that nobody is selling any merchandise that isn't officially licensed by the Olympic Committee, they're out there in force, well organized. They're going into all the shops and making sure that anything with the Olympic logo on there is actually licensed and sanctioned. If you're selling a T-shirt with the Olympic logo on there and you are not blessed by the Olympic Committee, boy, they're going to take care of you. Why do we have the brand police take care of security at the Olympics and have G4S checking and make sure that the T-shirts have got the correct licensing? I mean, that dichotomy where, oh, the security of the actual people in the Olympic venues, that's really kind of flaky here. But by golly, they're going to make sure that the intellectual property rights are protected. It's either a very seriously screwed up set of priorities or we're being preconditioned to accept the idea of a big bang at the Olympics. Is those gosh darn Muslim terrorists. Go blame Iran. Go hurt them. Hurt them. We know that the governments of most of the Western nations, NATO, are desperate to escalate this war because they need it as a distraction from the coming financial crash. They're trying to find some way to keep the ordinary working people, the serfs, the slaves, from realizing that the entire Western banking system is a predatory criminal enterprise. By the way, we just got this story from the New York Times. okay, that the analysts that analyze the stocks of companies and set the prices and the recommendations, they're always supposed to release those reports all at the same time to guarantee a level playing field. Now we're finding out that these brokerage firms were leaking information to the top hedge fund managers ahead of time, which allowed them to trade on the information before anybody else got it. That's called insider trading, and it's institutionalized. And this came out during investigations into how these hedge fund managers knew ahead of time that the Facebook IPO wasn't going to do as well as expected. They're cheating every chance they can get. Why are you not furious? Why are you not taking your money out of the banks? We'll be right back.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And let's see. Turning to the American political scene, there's a... I skipped on down. I was looking forward here. Over in Israel, just so that you understand that even the Israeli people are fed up with the government of Israel right now. There are major rallies all across Israel protesting social injustice. And they've got marches in Jerusalem, Haifa, Tel Aviv. And in Tel Aviv, in as a form of protest, a man doused himself with gasoline and set himself on fire. Now, he survived. He's in the hospital. Condition's very, very serious. But like during the height of Vietnam, when all these Buddhist monks would set themselves on fire and just commit suicide right there in the front to simply say, we will not live in this world. We will not be your slaves anymore. Sort of taking Patrick Henry's speech one step further. Give me liberty or give me death. The implied message is, I'm not going to be your slave anymore. Doesn't matter what happens to me. I will not be your slave any longer. Now, David Cameron is backing calls for England to have its own anthem for its sports teams, so that when they go out and play, there will be an anthem that everybody gets to sing. Here in the United States of America, of course, you know, it's our national anthem. David Cameron is suggesting, though, that the hymn Jerusalem be the official anthem for British sports teams. How wonderfully charming. He must be running for re-election. Speaking of re-election over here in the United States, Barack Obama campaigned in 2008 with this image of ascendancy and confidence and elitism, intellectualism, and so forth and so on. Now he's dropping that, and he's trying to do the man of the people thing this time, you know, with, you know, plaid shirts rolled up, having a hot dog, just one of you guys. And it's all posturing and fraud here. And it's not going to work because apparently in Roanoke, Virginia, last Friday, he was talking to one of these little town hall meetings or business meetings, and he made this incredibly bizarre statement that if you are a successful business owner, you didn't do it. You didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen. This is the direct quote. Quote, look, if you've been successful, you didn't get there on your own. I'm always struck by people who think, well, it must be because I was just so smart. There's a lot of smart people out there. It must be because I worked harder than everybody else. Let me tell you something. There are a whole bunch of hardworking people out there. If you've got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen. And so what Obama is trying to say is that people have successful businesses, it's because of the government. It's because of government programs. It's because of all this other stuff that you left to your own devices are incapable of being a success, are incapable of surviving, that you cannot live without this very liberal government. I think quite the contrary. I think we'd all be much, much better off if we had a small, tiny, microscopic government that worked about the roads and the bridges and the hospitals and the schools and otherwise left us the heck alone. That's a very dangerous attitude for a president to have. You know, all the good things come from government and all the bad things are your fault. We're going to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.